giving out the number so you can call the show.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay. Thanks to everybody who came out last night for the great 7 Second Delay Shut Up Weirdo meetup. I was there. Frangery was there. A whole bunch of listeners were there.
You're talking about the...
Michelle was there.
I believe you're talking about the optional 7 Second Delay meetup. It was optional, as I recall.
As I recall, it was optional.
It wasn't one of the mandatory meetups.
No, it was.
That I would certainly go to.
It was.
It was not a mandatory meetup.
It was mandatory.
I'll prove it wasn't mandatory. I wasn't there.
Well, that's why you're being punished.
I want to thank everyone for showing up at the big 7 Second Delay meetup. It sounds like you guys had a great time.
We did have a great time.
Yeah.
And we drunkenly Facebooked Andy out on the sidewalk.
I was going to show up, but then I was going to come, but then anything else came up.
What did come up? It looked like you were...
Anything.
When we FaceTimed you, it looked like you were sort of just jumping up and down on the bed.
My daughter's hamster cage needed cleaning.
But you didn't clean it.
No, I supervise.
Who cleaned it?
Well, we get people in.
Who?
We get people in. There's a woman that comes in twice a month.
And she comes in at night to clean your hamster cage.
Yeah, she comes in to do the hamster cage.
At night.
She's very good.
At like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at
They're
night.
They're nocturnal animals. And well, so, by the way, is she.
Well, if
Look, the point is I had an excuse.
If they're nocturnal animals, then you would want to clean the cage during the day.
Hold on.
Make a note of this.
I will. Thank God we talked. So anyway, what did you play? Bobbing for Apples? What were some of the activities yesterday?
We played Ebola Twister.
Okay.
Yep. That was fun.
Yeah.
And we had raffle tickets. Bobbing for onions.
Raffle tickets.
Yeah.
What did the winner get?
7 Second Delay Chris Christie plate.
Oh, great.
7 Second Delay t-shirts.
You know who I think was the big winner last night?
Who?
Me.
Because you weren't there? Because you stayed home and supervised the hamster cage cleaning? That's winning to you?
It sort of is. It sort of is. Oh, no. It sounds like you had a great time with the kids. The kids are great, and making those kids' faces light up like that's the reason we got into this business in the first place, right, Kenny?
Partly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that to get together?
Frangry's.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
We've got to do it every 20 years. It's very important.
No, we do.
To stay in touch.
We'll do it every year.
Oh, every year. Yeah, it's even better.
Every October.
Oh, October?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, that's my hamster cleaning month. Oh, sorry, I won't be able to make it.
You only clean the cage once a year?
We clean it once a year, but we do it every day of that month. We pick one month a year.
That's pointless.
Yeah, in hindsight, of course. Everything's 2020.
Well, the month isn't over yet. You can still change.
I guess so. We have a big... you excited about Saturday night?
I am. Tell the listeners what you and I are doing Saturday night.
Well, we're taking the wives. We're bringing the wives out.
Yeah.
The wives are like a buffer. The wives are like cover.
I don't think they realize this yet.
I think bringing my wife will show John Sebastian that I'm not quite as unstable as I might otherwise look. But the plan is to buttonhole John Sebastian.
And he doesn't know about
this. He's coming to New Jersey. I think his manager might have mentioned it to
him. John Sebastian is performing at William Patterson College.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it. Yeah.
Saturday.
Why don't you check him out if you believe in magic? And
your plan is that you and I and our
wives, as you know, my deepest desire.
Yeah.
Is to hang with John Sebastian on my 60th birthday,
which is next March 3rd,
which is coming up soon, right? March 3rd. So John Sebastian's coming to New Jersey. So you and I are going to go, and we're going to make our pitch. You're going to explain. I don't know how you'd explain what this radio station is or stands for, but you're going to explain.
Oh, I'm going to explain.
You're going to explain that you're a station manager, and that if he performs at my little birthday party, we would give him an hour of airtime. It would be a live radio concert.
Right, and is it going to be recorded at your house? Or?
Well, my house would be my first choice.
Uh-huh.
But now that there's this Monty Hall option, maybe...
Yeah, we should do it here.
It's not quite as cool.
Why? We'll be able to fit a lot more people.
Yeah. I want to show him the hamster. I've got things I want to do to him at my house.
But March is about as far away from October as you can get, so the hamster cage is going to be disgusting.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll work on that.
You don't care?
Wait, wouldn't it be cooler in my house, in my living room?
Depends how many people you want to have over.
Very, very few.
So John Sebastian...
If last night was any... if last night was any clue, you know how I feel about going out and partying.
So John Sebastian doesn't know we're coming.
It's going to be you,
And we're going to ambush him. We're going to ambush him Saturday night.
We're going to bring him loads of swag.
After his sound check.
Tony gave me loads of swag.
Yeah.
And we're going to love bomb him. Love bomb him.
And how is this going to go exactly? Pretend I'm John Sebastian. I've just finished sound checking.
Well, I don't want to do my whole spiel.
No, don't do it.
I have a spiel.
Come on, do it. I'm John Sebastian. How'd that sound, everybody? Good? All right. I'll be resting in my trailer for a while.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, John. Hi.
Hi.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's
security
heart? Oh, yeah. That might not be the best way to open.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't start saying, I can't wait to see his face light up when I tell him I'm a big fan of his. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is going to make his year, meeting a fan. How can he say no to a fan?
He's had a lot of fans.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know what we should bring him?
What?
Some FMU swag and some of your wife's brownies.
Okay.
Her special brownies.
We can bring him special brownies.
I'm winking when I say brownies.
I know what you mean. You mean edible marijuana.
Special brownies.
Yeah. Edibles. Okay.
Everything I know about John Sebastian tells me he would dig that the most. He would find that very groovy.
Man, this is not going to go well. I just feel it.
Those brownies will paint rainbows all over his blues.
I just know this is not going to go well.
It's going to go great.
All right. Hey, join us. Post sound check. William Patterson.
No! College. No one else come.
I mean, don't join us.
Yeah, don't join us. Please don't come. Right, tell them again where not to come, just in case.
Don't come Saturday night to John Sebastian's sound check in Wayne, New Jersey at William Patterson College.
You can go anywhere else you want, kids. But don't go to William Patterson College.
Yeah, you can go to William Patterson College. Just stay away from where John Sebastian is sound checking.
Because I need some space to operate.
Actually, you can hang out outside the door where he's sound checking. That would be okay. Because we're going to be inside. We don't know how we're getting inside.
We should actually hire someone to come up to us while we're talking to John Sebastian and pretend to recognize us and pretend to be big fans of ours.
Yeah, and ignore him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or no, even better, ask him to take a picture of us with them.
Oh, this is a brilliant idea.
Excuse me, old man, they'll say to John Sebastian, would you take a picture of us?
Yeah, while you're talking to him, somebody comes up and says, I overheard your voice. Are you Andy Breckman from WFMU?
This is a perfect scenario. Who can we get to do this?
Matt Warwick.
He's now our go-to guy.
Well, he's already delivering your son's jokes at our December 5th live show from Monty Hall.
Is he confirmed?
Yes, he's confirmed.
Because I know Neil Young is not yet confirmed.
Not yet confirmed. Stevie Nicks
Not yet confirmed?
Right.
Talking to her?
Elvis Costello.
How close are you on Elvis Costello?
I would say 50, 55%.
But not yet confirmed?
Not yet confirmed.
But we do have this kid.
Yes, Matt Warwick, comedian Matt Warwick, delivering the humor stylings of Evan Breckman.
So far, this is our show. This is our show confirmed that we know for sure.
December 5th.
December 5th, Matt Warwick doing 4 minutes of Evan Breckman material.
Why are you always selling us short?
Okay, what else is on the bill? I'm sorry. I
Neil
apologize.
Young, unconfirmed. Elvis Costello, unconfirmed. Stevie Nicks, unconfirmed. What are the chances that none of those three are going to pan out?
Right. Well, very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
This is the next 7 Second Delay live show from Monty Hall, Friday night, December 5th, 8 p.m.
So the guy that couldn't land Macaulay Culkin is hoping to land Elvis Costello.
Macaulay Culkin wanted to do it.
Yeah, he wanted. Oh, so did Neil Young,
I heard. Very much wanted to
do it. Yeah, very, very much, I heard. Neil
Cat
Young.
Cat Stevens wanted to do it.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But you called him Cat Stevens.
I think he saw one of your doodles.
Oh, one of my...
Prophet Muhammad
One of my
doodles.
Very complimentary Muhammad doodles?
No, I'm talking about the one where he's mounting the donkey.
I don't know that one. Oh. I only know your donkey, Muhammad.
That's the one that I talked you out of. Thank God. Talked you out of making it into our next T-shirt. Thank God. the worst premium idea in the history of radio. Doodle of Prophet Muhammad.
No,
man, I can't understand why the phones aren't ringing.
My pictures.
We still have 100,000 T-shirts in the warehouse.
My pictures of Prophet Muhammad show him as being really ripped.
Yeah.
Buff.
Yeah.
A specimen among men. Boy, somebody to really, somebody to look up to.
You little cowardly man. We're gonna buy Uncle Kenneth's spine for Christmas.
Will you?
Yeah, we'll get you a spine.
You promise?
Yeah, and then we'll try these Prophet Muhammad jokes again.
You've been saying this for a long time, and I haven't received my spine yet.
Yeah. Set of testicles. One set of testicles, please, for my friend Ken.
Okay, Andy, there's somebody on line one.
I don't believe it.
Who you may recognize.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Mystery caller.
Hello?
Hey, hi.
Dad, I got some jokes for you.
No, don't. Honey, I'm so glad you're writing jokes, and we're very excited.
Keep writing, Evan.
And that comedian Matt is going to do some of your material, but... Don't tell everyone.
One that I think you and Ken will really like.
Do you want to save it or do you want to tell me now?
Tell me now. Tell you now.
Okay.
So I was in the car and I was picking my notes and my mom said, "Evan, can you stop doing that?" And I said, "It's not me. It's my hologram."
That's a great
That's
joke.
That's a good one.
Oh, I can't wait to hear a real comedian delivering these jokes. That's fantastic. It's not me,
wait,
it's my hologram.
Got one? Another one?
Hey, Ken.
My babysitter said, Evan, I got a great idea. Change your password on your iPad to one of your spelling words for your spelling test.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I don't get it.
Well, because then you'd have to learn how to spell
Bye.
It.
Oh, I see.
It's a way to learn your spelling words.
Thanks, Evan.
Love you more, Ken. Bye.
Bye-bye.
What?
What did he say?
I love you more, Ken.
All right. Oh, man, that is so great.
Hey, Ken, next time I tease you about your doodles of the Prophet Muhammad,
yeah.
I have a great retort for you.
Oh, what is it?
It wasn't me. It was my hologram.
I have an even better one.
What?
It wasn't me. It was Andy Breckman of Madison, New Jersey.
If you're just tuning in, we're playing Jihad Chicken.
That's where you'll find a lot of really insulting Prophet Muhammad doodles.
Why can't we just go back and make fun of Jesus? Those were the days. Remember when that was risky?
Nah. Why make fun of Jesus? There's no...
The worst thing that'll happen is...
There's no danger.
I know. The worst thing that'll happen is five guys might hear you and hear it and pray for you. That's the worst scenario if you make fun of Jesus.
Well, we're getting ready to do our big Halloween show, right?
Yeah, we should get started because people have to put on costumes.
Right. We want people to put on costumes and then email me a picture of the costume.
How can they email it?
My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
That's ken@wfmu.org.
Fastest way to get me the picture of your costume. And then you call us at 201-209-9368.
Once your kids are in costume, here you go. Step one.
Okay.
Kids put on their costume.
Right.
Step two, take a picture of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Step three, this sounds more complicated than it is.
But yeah, you're making
there's a number of steps.
Yeah.
Step three, send that picture, upload that picture to Uncle Ken, right?
Well, yeah,
send it. Email it.
Email it to me.
Yeah, easily done.
Yeah.
ken@wfmu.org. Okay, and then we're on the last step. Step four, and this is the best step, have the kids call us, 201-209-9368, and trick-or-treat. We'll look at their picture. The doorbell will ring, where we've reprogrammed the board here to make it sound like a doorbell, right, Ken?
Yeah, right.
Haven't we?
Sure.
Yeah, Ken will do that. And we'll answer the door. Oh, look, who is it? Oh, it's little kids in costume. And guess what we'll do?
What?
Guess what we'll do?
What?
When you call, you'll give our call screener, Uncle Nick, your address.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll send you candy. We have a bag of candy, right, Kenny?
Really good candy.
Where's our candy? Where is it?
Right over here.
Yeah, it's candy.
Full-size candy bars.
You know it's good from CVS. They're from CVS.
Yeah. Not that miniature crap.
Well, I did buy the miniature crap. But Ken...
I can't believe
Ken
it.
Ken is going to replace them.
Yeah, I'm going to buy real. I'm going to buy real candy bars.
But
full-size Kit Kats.
You'll have a choice of full-size candy. You'll have a choice of candy. It'll be like a bowl of candy. You'll go trick-or-treating. You'll get a little bit of a head start on Halloween. It's a couple days early, right?
Right.
So who wants to go trick-or-treating tonight?
I did receive one. I received one costume already. Let's see. I believe
if they call, we will. Send them some candy.
I believe this. Oh, are you eating the miniature lame-ass candy?
Don't let me eat any more.
I can't believe you. Do you buy miniature candy on Halloween? Is that what you give out at the Breckman household?
No, we give out ice cubes.
Oh, man.
We have a big bowl of ice cubes.
That's terrible.
Why?
They're not wrapped.
Everybody loves ice.
No, nobody loves ice.
You use ice every day.
No calories?
Is
it at least sugar water ice?
No. Just to see the kids kind of look a little baffled.
Your kids must be pariahs. Like their friends must say, oh, don't go to the Breckman house. They're giving out ice. There's another great house over there. They give out full-size candy bars. They're giving out Tootsie Rolls, the big ones.
Mm-hmm. You make a good point, Ken.
Yeah,
you gave us a lot to think about.
Okay. All right, well, here's a costume from Becky.
Oh.
I'm looking at her costume. She's kind of dressed.
Loving it? She's dressed like, who's she dressed as?
She's dressed as a shyster.
She's wearing a beard.
She's got a beard.
Yeah, she's dressed like a shyster.
Yeah, it's a shyster. He's wearing bling.
Smoking a cigar?
Yeah.
I wonder, when Becky calls, I'll ask exactly how the costume was inspired.
Right. So we want you to put on your kid's costume, email me a picture.
No. Put your kids in their costume.
No, put on your kid's costume.
No.
Why not?
No, the kids call. This is for kids. We want you to get your kids dressed in their costume. Hey, kids, tell your parents to do this. Mommy, Daddy, let me put on my costume. Mommy, Daddy, take my picture. Because I want candy. We have, here are the choices in the bowl. Hershey's, regular Hershey's.
Kit Kats.
Yeah, something called Cracker.
Full-size Kit Kats.
Mr. Goodbar.
The extra big Tootsie Rolls. Hey, kids, get your parents to fit in your costume. It'll be so funny.
That's not.
Because they're way too big. Oh, man, they'll look so stupid.
Yeah. Well, Ken, that's great.
Yeah. So now you've eaten all the candy that you brought in.
I've eaten too. I'm shoving it away so I don't eat any more.
You can still reach it.
Erwin, get them out of here. Get them away from me.
Push them back closer, Erwin.
This is the danger of Halloween. What do you normally give out on Halloween?
No, seriously. We give out like the oversized candy bars because we only get a handful of trick-or-treaters in Hoboken.
May I suggest, if you want to be more popular, may I suggest some of your wife's brownies? a piece or two of her brownies.
You mean pot brownies?
Yeah, pot brownies.
I can't give those away for Halloween. I get in trouble.
So what size spine do you take?
8.5.
You're going to have a wonderful Christmas.
Can't wait.
Can't wait till someone calls. So, kids, put on your costume. Mom and Dad, upload a picture. Send a picture to Ken at WFMU. Call us up, 201-209-9368. It's so simple. Oh, hey, there's someone at the door. Ken.
Not yet.
Oh, that was just a sample?
Just testing.
That was a taste.
Just testing.
That's what our phone sounds like now.
Right.
When the phone light blinks, the doorbell rings.
Right. And let's
see. Hey, wait, we have someone.
Yes, Andy, it's somebody from your past. Oh. Mystery caller, you're on the radio.
Trick or treat.
But is there a picture of you up?
Yeah.
Sebastian. Oh, wait a second, Sebastian. What? Ring the doorbell.
There it is. Oh, hey, Ken, I think there's a kid at the door. I wonder what costume he's wearing. But we need to see Sebastian.
They mailed it in, Andy.
Well, let me see it.
Are you not trusting Sebastian?
You don't get candy. Sebastian, we're going to ask you
here
about
it. Here it is. There
oh,
he is.
Oh, Sebastian, you're great. Oh, that's from The Incredibles.
I'm Dash. I'm going to be Dash for Halloween.
Oh, Dash. You know what? My son Evan also loves Dash.
Is that Dash? Oh, Dash from The Incredibles.
Yes, he has. He can run super fast.
Right.
And is this your first house that you've trick-or-treated at this year?
Yeah.
Well, we're so glad you called. Now, we have a big bowl of candy. What's your favorite candy? We'll try to...
We need the candy sound effects. Get that candy back here.
I can't.
We need the candy back here.
We'll just make
you
a talk, candy
You talk
sound
to
effect.
Sebastian, and I'll get the candy.
Okay. Sebastian, what's your favorite candy?
I don't know what your favorite candy is.
All the candy? When you go to the movies, what's your favorite thing to buy when you go to the movies? Popcorn?
Candy.
Put your hand in the candy, Sebastian. Ready?
Okay.
And just pick something out.
Oh, Sebastian, you got a Kit Kat bar.
All right, Sebastian.
We're going to mail that to you, okay?
Thank you.
We're going to mail that to you. Now, to fit it in the envelope, your Uncle Andy is going to chew it up a little and then squish it down nice and flat.
No.
Why not?
Don't do Sebastian's saying. Don't do that.
Kids don't care. It's the way to fit it into the envelope so it's nice and flat.
Sebastian, you don't want pre-chewed.
Sebastian, I'm chewing your gum. I'm not going to swallow it. They don't care.
Sebastian doesn't want pre-chewed candy,
kids
right?
Kids don't care. Most adults don't care. Ken, the only reason he cares is you're being a drama queen.
Everybody cares.
I'm chewing it up, Sebastian. I'm spitting it out.
Can we get Sebastian's opinion on this? Sebastian, do you want a fresh candy bar?
It's nice and flat.
Or one that Andy has pre-chewed?
Fresh candy bar.
See that?
Okay.
All right, we're going to mail you a fresh Kit Kat bar, Sebastian.
And Sebastian, have fun on Halloween.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Hey, we're trick-or-treating. Take a picture of your kid. Now, can other people see that picture of Sebastian?
Nope.
Really?
Really.
You don't want to show pictures of young
kids? I don't have time to deal with that, Andy.
Wait, so we're just going to see it, but our listeners can't enjoy it?
We didn't talk about me uploading. I would need somebody.
You know, a great percentage of our listeners enjoy looking at young boys, pictures of young boys.
I don't think
in
that.
In costume.
No, I don't think
I
that.
Believe they do.
No, that's not true.
201-209-9368.
But way to make the child molestation joke during the trick or treating show. That was well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Becky, who we saw Becky's con man shyster picture. Becky, hang on a second.
I want to see. Wait, why don't we share this with our listeners? Becky, do we have your? Oh, there's the doorbell. I wonder who it is.
Hello.
Oh, let's see who it is.
Okay, we're coming.
Look through the peephole. Don't just open the door.
It's a trick-or-treater. It looks like Becky.
It's a trick-or-treater. Hi, Becky.
Trick-or-treat.
Oh, we're so glad you came to our house. Now, tell us about your costume.
Well, I think shyster, con man, would work. I was going for a D-bag, your general
D-bag.
A douchebag.
Bye.
Yeah.
A douchebag. And tell us what is the what's the douchebag wearing these days?
Well, like you see, he always has his fingers sort of cocked into guns at the camera.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to harass every female that I see tonight.
Nice chest hair, nice bling, Becky.
You know, your douchebag looks a little bit like me. I can't help but notice, but you're calling him douchebag. I can't get my head around this.
That's true. You also have a cigar.
I will smoke a cigar occasionally.
You have facial hair. You
and
wear
Becky,
glasses.
Are you going to be at a party this weekend dressed like this?
I am.
Now, you're almost...
I did test drive this costume not long ago, and I was not recognized by anyone, which is awesome.
And now, where did the beard... Tell us about the beard. It looks like a professional makeup job.
Yeah, I bought some hair and some spirit gum and sort of applied it carefully, and you'll notice that I have some chest hair, too. That is not my real chest hair.
I'm loving it. And what did it feel like to be out? And now, did people think you were a guy?
Yes, and I was such a jerk.
What did that feel
like? What a jerk I would be as a male.
Yeah, there are some guys that are jerks. I've seen them. And how did it feel not being recognized and being among mingling with your friends?
I had fun, but some of my friends were completely freaked out and didn't want anything to do with me. It was very strange and psychological.
So you not only look like me, but you have the same same characteristics
as
me.
Yeah, it sounds like she had a repellent personality.
It's my Andy Freshman costume.
Tell us what your shyster, how your D-bag would sound when he's at the party.
Well, I can't make my voice very low, so I tried not to talk, but something along the lines of, "Hello, ladies, hello."
So it's kind of a Russian... Russian douchebag.
Yeah. I would go to those Halloween parties, but I have to clean my hamster cage.
Okay, Becky, are you ready to reach in and grab your candy?
I am.
And we'll mail it to you. What's your favorite candy, Becky?
Snickers.
Maybe we could help with that. Is there Snickers in there, Ken?
Yes, there is. There's an oversized Snickers bar.
It's all yours.
Yay!
And we're going to mail it, Ken?
Yes, we are.
Your Uncle Andy actually went to the post office today and bought some stamps.
Yeah, bought a bunch of 15-cent stamps. That's gonna. he bought little miniature candy bars, the kind that make people not trick or treat at your house.
It's literally the least I could do for this show. I go to CVS. I say, "Excuse me, what is the least I can do for my radio show?" Hey, thanks very much for calling, and happy Halloween to you.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Sure.
Bye, Becky.
We're trick-or-treating. This is for real. We are mailing kids candy. All we want to do is see a picture of them in costume. Take a picture and then send it to ken@wfmu.org. And then give us a call, 201-209-9368. And your kids will get candy in the mail.
We're looking at a picture of Molly.
Oh, I have a Molly, too. This is a very cute Molly.
Dan sent in a picture of Molly in her costume.
Maybe she'll call, 201-209-9368. Get a jump start on Halloween. You'll be the first kid in your block to collect some candy this year.
Somebody's at the...
That's the doorbell?
No.
That's the start of round four.
That's the start of round four.
Okay, there it is. Oh, there's somebody at the door, Ken.
Who's there?
Oh, look, it's a cute little girl, Princess.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Molly. Tell us about your costume.
Hi. What?
Tell us about your costume. What princess are you?
Elsa from Frozen.
Oh, from Frozen.
Elsa from Frozen.
She's very popular. Is that your favorite movie?
Yes.
Will you sing a little bit of the song for us?
Yeah. Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Nope, that's not it. That's not from Frozen.
No, that's it.
Nope.
No, she did a great job. That was really good, Molly. Don't listen to what Uncle Andy is saying. Uncle Andy's a little confused. He's wearing his son's Halloween costume.
You know what? You know what I liked in Frozen? I liked the funny snowman.
Yeah.
Olaf.
Olaf, he is cute. He's funny. Hey, Molly, you want to go trick or treating now?
She is trick or treating.
Well, she hasn't said trick or treat yet.
I already went trick or treating at school.
Oh, they had an early trick or treat at school. Well, this is special radio trick or treating.
Ready to take a piece of candy, Molly?
What kind of candy do you like, Molly?
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids. Do we have that, Ken?
No, we have a Goobers.
I'll take those.
Okay, Goobers it is.
And Molly, to make sure it fits in the envelope nice and snug, I'm going to chew it.
No.
And then flatten it out.
No.
I'm not going to swallow it, of course.
Can we get, Molly, do you want Uncle Andy to pre-chew your...
I'm chewing your Goobers now,
your
Molly.
Goobers.
Hold on.
No.
No, she doesn't want to do that.
Because you're making such a big deal. Kids don't mind.
Molly minds.
I'm spitting it out. Hold on. Putting it on envelope. Hold on.
That's
flattening
disgusting.
It out. Hold on. Nice and flat. Put a stamp on it. And it's on its way.
Molly, I'm going to send you fresh Goobers.
Okay.
I'm going to throw the ones that Andy just chewed in the garbage.
Okay.
Boy, everyone's been very picky. All the kids.
All right. Happy Halloween, Molly.
Happy Halloween to you, too.
Bye. Aw, she was so cute.
She's cute.
Yeah.
That confirms my theory.
What?
I've been saying it for years.
What is it?
Kids are cute.
All kids?
Every kid.
Uh-huh.
With two exceptions.
All right, Andy, some voices from your past.
Oh, boy.
Andy Breckman, this
Hello,
is
this
your
is
life.
Evan,
hey, wait. Allie. Wait, Evan, are you in costume?
No.
Well, no, I'm not sensitive. My mom emailed a picture.
Mommy,
okay.
Mom emailed the picture to put it in a simpler and not as excited way.
Molly, listen, seriously, you have to stop ringing the bell. Just stop it. Molly, that's enough. Molly, you're driving daddy. Molly, listen to the tone of my voice. Molly, I am not joking. You're driving me crazy.
Boy, I love it when your dad gets this mad, Molly.
Okay, so did mommy upload a picture?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we have it?
She did, yes. I got it on my phone.
Oh, well, let me see.
Yeah, here it is. See?
Oh, yeah, we're ready. We're good to go.
You recognize them?
Molly, you are the cutest. Molly is a nerd. Oh, my God. I love this. Did mommy just take this?
No.
Oh, this she took before. And look at Evan. Evan is a character from... What character are you, Evan?
I'm Spyro from Skylanders.
Oh, the Skylanders is a video game, and that's a character from the video game.
Uh-huh.
And I love you guys. Now, Evan, I know you're a little picky about candy, but you like Hershey Kisses. Is that right?
I'll have a Hershey bar.
Or Hershey bar, we do have that.
Evan and Molly, I really have to ask you something serious right now. What do you guys give out at your house? When people go to your house, do they get a full-size candy bar, or do they get some teeny little thing like a Hershey's Kiss?
We give out ice.
Ice?
Yeah. And we give out life advice. Follow your bliss. That's what I say to the kids.
Evan, is the ice flavored? Is it at least made out of sugar water?
The flavor chunks of ice.
You have to chop it yourself. It's a block of ice. It's a block of ice and an ice pick on the front porch.
And very rare ice. Ice from the North Pole.
Ice from the North Pole. Oh, I love my kids. I love my kids so much.
I love them more. I love them more than you do.
Okay. Hey, kids. Daddy will see you soon. I love you. Okay, we're going to...
Before you guys go, Evan and Molly.
This is never good news when Ken says, before you guys go, to my children.
What makes your dad really angry?
All right. Can I get, like a Kit Kat or something if I tell you?
Yeah. An extra big Kit Kat.
Not taking your shoes off.
I'm taking your shoes. Yeah. No, not taking your shoes off.
Like,
really?
Taking your shoes off because he finds it pointless to take your shoes off during the day.
Oh, and on a beautiful day, summer's day, they will come in and take their shoes off.
Yeah.
And then when it's time to, and when something fun is happening outside, they can't just run outside.
Everything once. Dad always gets angry when we watch TV.
I tell, yeah, and when the TV's on all day.
Uh huh.
Take your shoes off.
Yeah.
And does your dad...
And when somebody puts down WFMU and says it's not the best damn station in the whole damn world.
Really?
Oh, my God.
My dad hurts before. And I want a Kit Kat.
Okay, Evan. You. Okay, Molly.
Bye. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Okay,
bye. Okay. So I'll remember to disconnect the phone.
Yeah. All right. We're looking for parents to put on their kids' Halloween costumes. Kids have to draw a sketch of their parents, fax it over, then give us a call at 201-209-9368. That's how it works. Oh, look at this. I think we have a picture of Mia. Wow. There's a picture of Mia.
So oh, I love Mia.
We just need Mia to call up and trick-or-treat at 201-209-9368.
We have real candy to give away, right?
Yep. And we have pictures of Cleo and Floyd. Wow, look at them. Those are some great costumes.
Well, why can't we share that with our other listeners?
Because I have to upload them. And I'm doing my radio. I'm doing a radio show.
Barely.
You're
out of here.
Man, no, I'm not getting rid of these. Oh, man.
How can you not eat any of them?
You have eaten half of these.
No,
Hershey's
I haven't. I mean, I can tell you. I have.
Yes, you have.
I've eaten seven.
Oh, my gosh. Seven?
Get them away
okay,
from me.
Okay, seven. Let's see. 22 grams in each one. 22 grams of sugar in each one.
Okay, so that's 14.
22 wait. Times 7.
Can't be done.
Yeah. No, it can be done.
Is there a Korean boy in our listening audience?
Yeah, but I think you could probably do it just...
22 by 7?
22 times 7. Yeah, and that's how much sugar, how many grams
we need a Korean boy to call. 201-209-9368. Or someone that owns a calculator and knows how to use it.
All right, we're jumping right to line 2. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Francesca.
Hi, Francesca.
Which one? Now, Francesca. Oh, there's our doorbell. Francesca, that's enough. Honey, you're driving me crazy with the doorbell.
And what do you say, Francesca?
Trick or treat.
All right, trick
wait,
or treat.
Can I see your costume again? Who are you? Who are you dressed up as?
Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
I've seen The Wizard of Oz 5 or 6 times. I don't remember a character named Dorothy.
Dorothy's like the main character.
I don't think so.
I think so.
The main character was a scarecrow.
No, Scarecrow was Dorothy's best friend.
Oh, I didn't see it from the beginning. Was she in the beginning?
And the end.
I didn't see most of it.
She's kind of throughout the entire thing.
I've only seen, to be honest with you, 2 or 3 minutes of it.
I don't think
Scarecrow dancing around.
Oh, so you missed all the parts
I get
that
the gist of it.
Dorothy.
It's about a scarecrow. Scarecrow that doesn't have a brain.
Well, Francesca's Dorothy picture.
Scarecrow with a lobotomy.
No, he's actually very—he's actually much smarter than he gives himself credit for. That's kind of
what
he's—that's the lesson.
Wait, what?
Of the Wizard of Oz is that he thinks he needs a brain, but he actually is—he's had a brain all along. He just didn't believe in himself.
Yeah.
Am I right, Francesca? Is that the lesson?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
that's a good lesson.
Yeah. So, Francesca, I have a bag of candy here. Go ahead and reach in.
You know what I always wonder, Francesca? What if Dorothy was colorblind? You know how people are colorblind?
Yeah.
And the little munchkins would sing, follow the yellow brick road. If I wrote The Wizard of Oz, I'd make her colorblind, and she would go prancing off happily down the wrong road and die. She would die.
That would not be good.
That would be terrible,
follow the
Andy?
Other brick road. Yeah. Well, then she'd learn a life lesson. A lot more valuable than your scarecrow brain lesson.
I don't think so.
Make 100% sure you're following the right road. That's a valuable lesson.
She could ask anybody, which one's the yellow brick road? She's, just because she's colorblind doesn't mean that she can't get the information she needs.
You know what killed colorblind Dorothy?
What?
Her pride. She wouldn't ask.
But she's a girl. Girls will ask. It's guys. It's guys who don't want to ask.
They don't want to ask directions?
Yeah. They don't want to ask which one's the yellow brick road. Well, anyway, Francesca, what did you pull out of our candy bag? Did you get a Tootsie Roll?
Hey, Francesca, have you ever been part of a dumber conversation in your whole life?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
What'd you get, Francesca?
What's
it look like?
What's your favorite candy?
Is it made of chocolate?
Just chocolate.
Okay, you're reaching in. Oh, you got four-year-old Twizzlers. Oh, they're not even flexible anymore. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we'll mail those out to you.
She said she got chocolate.
Well, that's what she wanted, but unfortunately, she pulled out the wrong.
We are sending.
It's very old Twizzlers. I would not eat those Twizzlers, honey.
Okay.
They're as hard as rocks.
Francesca, don't listen to Uncle Andy. I think he's gone crazy. We're going to send you a chocolate bar.
All right.
And not a pre-chewed one, a regular one.
Okay.
A fresh one, unopened.
You're the sweetest.
Underneath the expiration
date. I think Molly, my daughter Molly, my beautiful daughter Molly, was Dorothy 1 year.
Okay, Francesca, happy Halloween.
You too.
You didn't like my story about Molly?
I didn't hear it.
I think she was.
Will you tell that story again?
I think Molly, she went to a Wizard of Oz phase, loved the movie, of course.
And then what happened?
She dressed up as Dorothy 1 year for the Wizard of Oz. Oh, go to hell. Why do you make every show we do a contest? That you always
it try, is.
That you have to win.
Everything.
You feel you have to win.
Everything's a contest.
You have every exchange a contest. Every conversation with you is a contest.
Isn't that what it's about?
No. It's exhausting. Just want to curl up. I want to eat all that candy.
You're doing well.
Get it away from me.
Okay. I'll move it over here.
Oh, no. Let me bring some to John Sebastian.
Okay. There you go.
Wonder what kind of candy he likes.
All right, Cleo's on the radio.
Hey, have we seen a picture of Cleo?
Yes, I believe so.
Bring it up. Wait, but first we have to hear a doorbell. Okay, okay, kids, we get it. Kids, Cleo, stop ringing the bell. Cleo, you're driving me crazy.
Hi, Cleo.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Now, did your mommy take a picture of you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boy, did she ever.
Oh, that's you? You're a clown this year?
No, that was Mia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's Cleo. Cleo and Floyd.
Oh, that's you and a friend, and you guys are ducks and horses. You guys are animals, right? Oh, not a duck. You're a parakeet.
A parakeet?
Isn't that what that is?
Well, that looks like a horse and a bird.
Yeah, a horse and a bird.
Pegasus.
What's that, Cleo?
I'm Pegasus.
Yeah, Pegasus.
Pegasus. Oh, you're Pegasus.
Pegasus, the flying horse.
The flying horse.
Yeah.
Now, how did you learn about Pegasus, Cleo?
I read Greek myths.
You read Greek myths?
Yeah, like Dolier's Greek myth.
How old are you, Cleo?
7.
Cleo, I want you to stop reading Greek myths.
Why?
Cleo, I want you to pick up Mad Magazine.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I can go along with that, too.
Too young. And Cleo, what is trick-or-treating like at your house? Do you live in the city? Do you go around... Do you live in a building in the city or in a neighborhood?
Does that look like the city?
I can't tell. It kind of does, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Why
are you asking Cleo where she lives?
Yeah, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
But Cleo, what's your favorite candy? I'll ask that.
I don't want any candy. I want a copy of Who Chewed It.
Oh, you want the game Who Tooted?
Ooh, Who Tooted?
I don't blame you. It's going to be a very popular item this time next year.
Do you want the one that's in English, Cleo?
Yeah, it's going to be. There's going to be all different versions.
It's going to be in every language on earth.
Cleo, I'm afraid I might have a whole. I think you're in luck because I'll probably have a whole warehouse full of unsold boxes.
When do they come out?
A year from now, next Christmas.
Next Christmas. Yeah. Oh, man.
You think we'll sell any
of
those?
Not too much. Oh, yeah. I think they're going to sell like hotcakes.
Hotcakes?
Yeah.
When was the last time you bought some hotcakes?
I don't think I've ever bought a hotcake.
Exactly. Hot I think you're right. I'm afraid you're right, Ken. They will sell like hotcakes.
That's my point. It's not a good thing.
No, it's not. Damn.
Well, Cleo, happy Halloween.
Okay, Pegasus.
Andy will send you a copy of Who Tooted as soon as it comes out next year.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I'm saying maybe.
No, you said yes.
You're
not going to break little Cleo's heart. Look at her. She's Pegasus.
She reads Greek myth.
The flying horse.
I think we're all going to be working for that kid someday.
Oh, there's Francesca. Oh, she's such a great Dorothy.
Oh, my God. She's a beautiful Dorothy with the pigtails.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Francesca, we just got your costume. It's beautiful.
She's going to have a great, great Halloween.
Yep, and she's going to get, did she get the Goobers? No, a chocolate bar.
What's your favorite costume so far? If we were giving away prizes for costume.
I like them all the same.
I like my daughter's nerd costume.
Yeah, of course you do.
And I like my son's Skylanders costume.
Yeah, got it.
So those, I think they're tied for first.
Yeah. I like.
And they're going to get the big prize.
I like Pegasus. It's homemade.
Pegasus really bothers me, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
I'm not sure I know what Pegasus is.
Pegasus is the flying...
But what's the story of Pegasus? Who owned Pegasus? What did he represent? What did he do?
Pegasus was Zeus's horse.
Did Zeus ride him? It was the Lone Ranger rode Silver?
Yeah, he would ride Zeus around, and every October he would clean out his stall. Every day for the entire month of October, Zeus would clean out Pegasus's stall. And the Minotaur would come by.
It bothers me so much this kid knows more than me.
The Minotaur would come by and...
Doesn't it bother you?
...play with Pegasus? No, because I read Greek myths also.
As a kid?
Yeah. Every kid reads Greek myths.
Every kid reads Greek myths?
Yeah. My kids read Greek myths. What do your kids read? Norse myths?
Yeah. No, my kids read Norse myths.
Tell me the truth.
My kids are they're reading Archie.
They read Thor. Thor's a Greek myth.
They're reading Minecraft manuals.
Well, that's something to be said for that.
No. Molly is a voracious reader.
Yeah.
She probably has read Greek myths.
I'm sure she has.
But she wouldn't go out as Pegasus. That's kind of like...
You're really bothered by Pegasus. I love Pegasus.
There's a literary reference at my door that I don't get. That doesn't bother you?
Nope. Why do you have to get it?
I don't know. It's like some kid dressed as some obscure character from a Thomas Pynchon novel or something. Just bothers me that I meant to read but never did.
I see. Okay. Hey, we never got Francesca's address. Francesca or Francesca's parents, will you call back 201-209-9368? We need Francesca's address so we can send the non-pre-chewed chocolate bar. Hi.
Hi.
You're on the radio.
Oh. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the radio.
Trick
or treat. Hold on. Wait. You're ringing the bell. Okay. Thank you. We're coming. Wait. Stop. Oh, but you're driving me crazy with the doorbell ringing.
It's not ringing anymore, Andy.
Okay. So it's trick or treat. And who is this? Well, who are you dressed up as today?
This is Mia. And I was dressed up as a Jack in the Box.
Oh, we got your picture, Mia.
Let's see.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, you're a great Jack in the Box. Well, that's a homemade costume.
Uh-huh.
And what is the 510? You were in a parade?
It was a contest.
Oh, I can't imagine anyone winning except you. Did you win the contest?
I came in second place.
To Pegasus? To Pegasus? Damn that Pegasus.
Don't curse Tamia.
Who won first place?
Some person in, like... hot air balloon contest.
No, like, not fair. I don't like that at all. I like Jack in the Boxes.
Thank you.
How long did it take you and your mommy and daddy to make that Jack in the Box?
Well, we didn't really start it until about like the day before the contest.
Uh-huh.
But it still turned out really good.
You pulled an all-nighter?
Great costume, Mia.
Oh, my gosh. And it's a great way to learn about college life, pulling an all-nighter, putting it off, right, Ken?
Yeah.
To the last minute?
Absolutely.
It's a great costume, and I love your makeup. And if I was a judge, you would have won first place.
And let's get to the business at hand, Mia. What's your favorite candy?
Chocolate.
All right, well, there does happen to be some chocolate in here. Go ahead and reach in.
There it is. We're pretending to reach in. We're just pretending. Now, Mia...
What'd you get, Mia?
I got a large Hershey chocolate bar.
Okay.
Great.
Now, to make it fit in the envelope, Mia, nice and snug in the envelope, nice and flat, I'm going to chew it out. Chew it up a little bit and then spit it out and flatten it, okay?
But, Mia, I'm not going to send you that one.
You don't mind, do you, Mia?
I think
you don't mind, do you? If I chewed it a little bit first, I didn't swallow it.
It doesn't sound like she wants that, Andy.
Oh, you want a real? You want a new one?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm gonna send you a new one, Mia.
Okay.
Boy, kids are picky.
Okay, bye, Mia. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
This is great. Hey, if you want your kids to go trick-or-treating on the radio. So you don't get a lot of kids coming to your door, huh, Ken?
No, I think they're scared away for some reason.
Yeah, it might be that sign about that the government made you put on your door.
The quarantine sign?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think because they didn't come to our house even before we got quarantined.
Yeah. Well, once you're on that predator list, Halloween is a lot more challenging.
Most people are not aware of that list.
Oh, I know.
You'd
I
be
know.
Surprised.
Yeah, some of the new people in town.
If you don't go to the supermarket, you don't look at those you don't look at the flyers in the supermarket.
They have flyers in your supermarket?
Yeah, for predators, sure.
For predators that live in your town?
Absolutely.
They have pictures of them?
Yeah.
And they're up on the wall?
Yep. By the checkout counter. Right next to People magazine.
Wait, how many are there?
8.
No, seriously. Do they really have them?
Yeah. That's the best way. That's, the best place to shame them in the supermarket.
What a wonderful, magical town Hoboken is.
Yeah. We don't have any problem with predators. They know better than to show their face.
They look forward to Halloween every year.
All right. We have time for a few more trick-or-treaters. Parents, take a picture of your kid's costume. Email it to me, ken@wfmu.org, and then give us a call at 201-209-9368.
Hey, don't forget also Saturday night is a time change.
Oh, yeah, Saturday night, fall
you move
back.
Move your clocks down 2 inches on the wall.
I don't.
You relocate your clocks a little lower.
No.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you fall lower, you spring higher.
No, at 2 o'clock. Saturday night,
lower
Sunday
your
morning,
clock. Lower your clock 2 inches.
At 2 a.m.
Yeah.
No, at 2 a.m.
Correct.
It magically becomes 1 a.m.
Say what? Wait, what do you say?
At 2 a.m. Yeah. Saturday night,
it's
Sunday morning.
It's
2 o'clock.
It magically becomes 1 minute after 2.
No, it magically becomes 1 o'clock.
Why would you say that to kids?
That's what happens.
We have kids listening.
Everybody pretends. Everybody pretends that at 2 o'clock it's really 1 o'clock. And because everybody pretends, it kind of really does become 1 o'clock.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should organize some kind of revolt, some kind of protest.
Like Arizona?
Arizona doesn't change
Arizona does not change their clocks.
Well, why don't we and our listeners, 1 year, maybe this year, just decide not to play the man's game? We're happy with the time it is now.
Okay.
You can't dictate what time it is.
All right. I'm with you.
So this is our year. Do you agree, Ken, you're not to change the time on the clock?
At home, I will not change my clocks.
No, you spineless little man. How about here at the radio station?
I'm a spineless big man, I bet.
Would you agree not to change the schedule and the time here at the station? To take a stand?
I can't.
To stand for something?
No, because it'll screw up all the archives if I refuse to change the clocks.
How would it screw up the archives?
Because the archives are based on a clock. Like, our show begins at 6 o'clock.
And what time would our show begin if we didn't change the clock?
And runs to 7 o'clock.
Okay, yes, but if we didn't alter the clock, what time would it begin? 6 o'clock.
No, because all the computers are going to change.
Change the computers. It's all zeros and ones. It's easy to do.
It's actually not.
You can change the time on any computer. Even I could do that.
But there's a lot of computers. We have a lot of computers that we'd have to change the time on.
You cowardly little man. You should go see the wizard. Maybe he'll give you some nerve.
Some nerve?
Well, that's what... That's what the Cowardly Lion wanted, if I only had the nerve.
He's a pretty sucky wizard.
Why? Why would you say that?
Have you ever seen him?
He's a magnificent wizard. He's gigantic.
No, he's
there's
not.
There's smoke when he talks. There's smoke.
That's not him.
It's very imposing and very intimidating. I would do anything he asked.
Oh, man.
If I lived in Oz, I would be grateful.
You have really drunk the Kool-Aid. That's
what do you say?
That is not the wizard at all. The wizard is the guy behind the curtain.
Oh, ever the rebel.
Pulling the levers.
Ever the rebel, my little hippie friend Ken. pulling the levers, right? My little conspiracy nut Ken. There's no wizard. The wizard isn't all powerful.
No, he's a guy.
It's all mechanical.
There is a wizard. He's just a guy.
Oh, Ken.
Ken,
just accept the world as it is. Stop trying to change everything. The 60s are over, man. Brother, it's over.
Move on, brother. When did they end?
The 60s ended in 1994.
No.
When do you think the 60s ended?
Oh, like 73, 72, 73. Right around the time Paul Simon released Kodachrome. That pretty much marked the end.
Most people would say the 60s ended when Mick Jagger said, "Hey, let's get Hell's Angels to do stage security."
Oh no, because that was December 69. The 60s kept going way after that.
Yeah, let's get Hell's Angels. It'll be like Woodstock. We'll get Hell's Angels to circle our stage. Can we go home now?
Just about.
Oh, wait, I can't go home.
Why?
Oh, I want to go home so bad.
Why can't you go home?
Oh, I'm really bummed.
Why? We have a conference call at 9 o'clock tonight.
I got to go in the city. I got something to do. I got a few things tomorrow. I'm going to the city.
Oh, but are you going to be available for the call tonight at 9 o'clock?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it. I'm already putting notes together, getting prepared, laying out all my notes.
What character is that?
That's the amazing sarcastic man. He ate a radio... He had a radioactive apple that made him super-duper sarcastic.
I see.
And everything you say, he responds in a very sarcastic way.
I've never met him before.
That was one of my new beloved characters. Oh, I hope Lorne Michaels is listening.
Wow. Hey, stay tuned for YOY with Andrea coming right up. This is WFMU East Orange.
What's she doing today?
I'm not sure.
It's going to be good.
But this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And Andy's going to his special hideaway apartment in New York City.
Oh, I'm so bummed. I really thought I was going home.
No, you're not going home.
I don't even have my car here.
Nope.
I am really bummed.
Tonight, your children call another man daddy.
Where did that come from?
Well, you're not going home to see your kids.
Well, you think Beth has a substitute lined up? Beth can't go a night on her own? Oh, wait, is somebody at the door? Let's see.
I'm just saying.
Hey, thanks to all our trick-or-treaters.
That's the other daddy.
Well, yeah, but...
That's the other daddy trying to get in.
To put Evan and Molly to bed?
Yeah, let him in, Evan.
No, don't let that man in, Evan.
Open the door, Molly.
No, honey. Molly, listen to Daddy. Don't open the door.
Hey, what I said about Pegasus was wrong. Poseidon wrote Pegasus. Very counterintuitive because Poseidon was, you know, like the god of the sea.
Oh, and when I said I cared, I was wrong. I now realize I don't care.
I don't know why the god of the sea would be riding a winged horse, but there you go.
Wanted to ask that 7-year-old girl. Hey, Andrea. It's going to be a great show tonight. I have a great feeling about it. I've never been wrong. I've only said that 4 times before.
I got to get her show ready to go. Ah! Stay tuned for YOY.
Coming up on the show, let's keep things casual. these are the years in which they go on dates with 22-year-olds and say, look, I'm not looking for something serious, just so you know. Like, well, then, great.
Let's find out what's really going on with that guy who just wants to keep things casual. I asked the guy I dated casually before this show existed. How many girls was he seeing in addition to me?
I was definitely sleeping with other people, but, like, I don't remember.
Did it, was it ever, like, back-to-back or, like...
Back-to-back in the same day?
Yeah.
I feel like I remember one time it being, like, back-to-back in the same day. Like, once.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
Oh, my God! Ugh. Ugh. So gross. And I make so many revealing comments in this episode, mostly about him not wanting to get serious with me.
It's a really bad relationship. It was like really relationship. So like
the picture of Ramiz, so it must have been awesome. And I have no idea how this came up. It just has nothing to do with anything.
Listeners, Andrea's like seriously really good at sex stuff. Maybe one of the best at sex stuff that I know in my life.
Stay with us.
My heart is beating, feel like 8 o'clock. My heart is speaking, you can hear it talk. Beep, 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 beep. My heart goes beep, beep, beep.
This is Why a Why. I'm Andrea Salenzi. When I think about dating in my 20s, there's one explanation I'm always going back to. We first heard it on episode 15 of the show when our radical, loving, feminist spirit guide, Holly Wood, said this.
When I arrived at my 20s, newly single after what was a gut-wrenching breakup from my college boyfriend, newly single to a city, and just meeting people who over and over said, I'm looking for something casual. I'm looking for something casual. I'm looking for something casual. And me sitting there being, what do you mean by casual? Love isn't casual. Love is pretty serious. It's an intense thing. I mean, I've been in love. Have you been in love? Because I have. It's really heavy. Mm-hmm. And them being like, yeah, but I need to keep myself, you know, open. And like, open to what? What more in life is there to love? I sat there. I was looking across the table from these guys who were just so clearly unrepentant and unapologetic about how much they felt like this time period needed to be spent in a certain way. And that was regardless of how cool I was or how interesting I was, that the person across from the table from them didn't matter, because more important to them was how they thought their early 20s needed to go.
If you are dating in your 20s, it becomes clear that casual is the terms of agreement you have to accept. It was the only thing that seemed available to me if I wanted a sex life. With my guest today, whose voice is disguised, by the way, I accepted these terms. For like half a year. For my birthday, for vacations together. He's fun and smart, with black skinny jeans, big dad glasses, and a bike on his shoulder. And he is amazing at balancing two worlds, this norm world and this punk world, while I have a hard time just navigating one world. So what did I get out of the deal? Well, in exchange for training myself how to resist loving him, never getting to take him to parties or introduce him to my family, he adored my body. He treated me with respect and friendship, and it never wavered. I never played a game with him. And though I'd never go back and parts of our story deeply skeeved me out, this is in every way a success story for me. Mostly because we slept together and I don't hate his guts. It's gonna get so embarrassing.
You're gonna blush during this.
Oh my God.
You're already
so
blushing
many times. I'm
this.
Just looking at my list of questions and they're so embarrassing. So do you remember when we first met?
Yes, I do remember when we first met. Do you remember when we first met?
Uh-huh.
You do? I feel like we talked about this and you like didn't really remember. I guess you did.
We were walking along a road going to the train together.
Right. We had met in a stairwell.
I don't remember that.
This was like right before. This was the same time.
Okay, so we were...
Say, how are we going to
do this? How are we going to do this? I don't even know.
We were at a meeting.
We were at a meeting for something we're both involved in.
For something we're both involved in. I was like, damn, there's a cute girl who works here now. And then I talked to you in the hallway about, like, something boring. I don't know what. I just, like, stopped you in the hallway.
And then I remember thinking, there's a friend. I hope I can be. We can be friends. And then, like, kind of trying to time when I left with you.
Yeah.
Or maybe I thought you were cute. I probably thought you were cute.
You probably thought I was cute. I'm sure I timed when I left with when you were leaving. I wouldn't say I probably did. I'm sure that I did. Even though I don't remember actually doing that, I just, you know.
Yeah.
It's a typical thing to
That's something that I would do also.
And because I think also when we met in the stairwell, we had already established that we lived in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I don't know if we went all the way back or if I had my bike or what.
I just remember walking and saying something really embarrassing, like, I know I really want to be your friend, and can we hang out? Like, no, can we be friends? Seriously, because I know zero people.
Right, because you had just moved back to New York.
Yeah, I had needs, so.
Yeah. And I think we made, I don't think we made any plans.
We didn't make any plans.
Did we exchange phone numbers? Yes?
I don't know. I think the next time I heard from you was on GChat.
That's true.
Because you... GChat is your, you're very strong at GChat. You're like a GChat expert.
Oh, right. I forgot about this.
Because you
I
used
taught
to have...
you how to GChat.
You taught me so much. I've never had a job where I could GChat before WFMU.
Right. And I was always, I'm always on GChat.
How much of your day was GChat at that time in your life?
At that time, when I was working at that boring job a lot, to the point where I was getting in trouble in my work from my boss.